The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jim Elliott, comedian, does that count as mansplaining, the degree to which I told people how to enter that competition?
Well, you did impart information. I feel educated as to the terms of the competition, the rules of the competition, and the procedure for entering the competition. Thank you very much for that helpful information.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be dismissive of it and say, stop mansplaining.
Why would I? Now I know something I didn't used to know. If anything, I should be grateful.
Yeah, I think you should, Jim. And I think more people should be grateful when men explain things in a clear and concise manner.
We are excellent at it historically.
Exactly. That's why we do it so often. We know where it's important to know thyself.
And know it? Things.
Exactly.
Have you ever done the thing where you learn something new and then another person walks in the room 2 minutes later and you explain it to them as if you're the authority on what's going on? I do that all the time.
Oh, do you? Do you just bring it up out of nowhere, or do
that's usually
you,
like if something is
try
going
and
on,
like a really tenuous link.
No, like you'll be in, I don't know, you're in a shop and they're still unloading the vegetables, and the guy just told you, yeah, we only get our vegetable deliveries on Tuesdays because none of the truck drivers work on weekends because of the unions around here, and then another guy comes in, stands next to you, you're watching them unload the carrots, and you lean over and go, you know, they only get their deliveries on Tuesdays. You know the unions around here? Yeah, the truck drivers don't work on Sunday. You just impart something you just learned seconds ago, and you drop it as if you've known it your whole life.
So the reason we're talking about this is David Mitchell. People will know him from, you know, Peep Show and Would I Lie to You and whatever. He says that the term mansplaining is unfair. He says it's just the way men talk, even to each other. Catherine Lynch is with us as well. Catherine, do you agree? It is unfair, isn't it? It's having a go at all of us men who just like explaining things.
It is. And it really should just be called maybe correctile dysfunction. It's like, you're correcting us. You know what? We deserve it. We don't know as much as you guys. You know, you're really interesting. You know, knowing how to actually wire a plug is gold. Actually, there was a time I was traveling with a friend of mine, and she's a bomb detonator with the army. And a guy in a hostel we were staying in started explaining to her how to wire this plug.
And
I was sitting there like a python waiting for her to just turn around and say, I'm a bomb detonator with the army. Thanks.
Did she? Did she completely just blow up his spot? Oh, that must have been sweet.
But then, look, I don't think it exists like it used to exist, because, you know, when women were supposed to be at home as such, men came home with the knowledge of the world, yes. But now we're all out with the same knowledge as them. All you have to do is go to a GAA game and the girl and the guy, the girlfriend and the boyfriend know just the same amount about what's going on the pitch. And the same goes for, thank God, our next generation won't even know what mansplaining is, or correctile dysfunction, as we are now going to change it. But yeah, so I don't think
it's not a problem anymore in society.
No, it is a problem in politics, as we can see, because we see the likes of Trump correcting Hillary Clinton in the last in the previous election. Like, I think, what was it?
Something, but why,
like,
is that mansplaining? Why is Hillary not correcting Trump womansplaining? Why is it not just explaining, or it's just condescending, or it's just, you know, he or she is being an a-hole, or whatever it happens to be? Why, when a man does it to, in particular to a woman, that's mansplaining?
I don't know what it is, but I don't think women have as bad a manners in politics and situations like that, where they will correct somebody 51 times. It's aggression, which in a way women don't have. So mansplaining in politics, I hate. Mansplaining in day-to-day life is great because it's banter. It's like, oh my God, yeah, I didn't know that. As you said there, Jim, you didn't know some stuff, and that's great. Like, I sit on the train a lot. I go on the Sligo line and I hear guys chatting, and it's so dull. It's like, I love listening.
I think, Catherine, you hit the nail on the head there, where there's a condescending attitude to it that differentiates mansplaining from just answering a question or imparting information.
So it's the talking down element.
It's the talking down
that makes
element.
It mansplaining.
And I think where that comes from is like any sort of political or business life. And there's not a woman listening to this program. Who am I kidding? This is News Talk. There's not a woman listening to this program who has not had, you know, in a meeting, there's six people in there. We got to get the product launch for Thursday. There's a blocker. I have an idea. She says it. Everybody just keeps talking. And then maybe 5 minutes later, another guy pipes up with the exact same idea. And they're like, good work, Johnson. Well, that's a great way to move. Like that phenomenon is rampant. And we know about that.
Romney said that he had a binder full of females. Do you remember that?
Binders full of women.
Binders full of women. Wasn't that the term that, he used?
Yep.
Is exactly what mansplaining, condescending is about. It, like
you see the way you said binders full of
binders full of women. That was the phrase, I think.
Catherine said binders full of females, and you corrected her. You corrected her.
True, I did correct.
Yeah,
see, I just remember how it sounded.
You just mansplained
because that
her.
Phrase went around the American stand-up comedy circuit like wildfire for about 2 months. You could just at the end of any joke that had anything to do with women, you go binders full of women, and then it would get a laugh.
Females, I'm sure it was.
Binders full of females. Oh, man. I've been saying it wrong my whole life. Thank you, Catherine, for that excellent explanation.
Yeah, for that element of woman's
very planning. Grateful for it.
But too, are some people too quick to employ the mansplaining accusation as a way of just hobbling someone else in an argument? So I would see sometimes now, if you're having kind of a rather heated debate on this show, if one is a man and one is a woman, often, not all the time, but often there will come a point where the female contributor will say, well, thank you for mansplaining that point to me.
Was he? Yeah,
I think that's a bit like, I mean...
I think it's just about having a... I think that's slightly having a swipe.
Yeah.
I think so. And feminism works both ways. So we can't be, you know, if somebody said to me that's, oh, woman's splaining, I'd be a bit pissed off. Like, you know, I would think that that's a really rude thing to say. So it works both ways. If it's not going to hurt you, it's all about... if a man is telling you some boring way about fly fishing that you're not interested in, get interested, because it could be interesting to know how it happens, you know, how it works. You know, if you don't go fly fishing, and just because you're a woman doesn't mean you don't want to go fly fishing, so maybe you go with him the next time. So, yeah, it's about what level of explaining is interesting before it becomes... It's like the, the joke, you know, where do men explain? Their water. Well, actually,
yes, indeed. I'm always suspicious of any guy that complains too much about mansplaining, because it smells to me like the same complaint during the height of the Me Too movement, where a guy would be like, "Oh, so I can't even compliment a woman anymore?" And like, look, man, they're not arguing against compliments; they're arguing against being groped in the company elevator. Okay, that's what it ain't about the compliments.
You can't say anything anymore, Jim Elliot. Thank you very much, comedian. Catherine Lynch, comedian as well. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.